Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where this is the part of the show where we open the lines, doing this every Friday. I'm thinking I'm going to start doing this daily at 9, probably starting next week, just giving people a chance. We've been toying with this for a couple of months. I'm doing it. It's gone pretty well as folks have called in. All of the topics of the week are back on the table. 800-905-0989. Yeah, that's the same as the text line. So you can either call us or text us at that number. And I go ahead and let producer JJ rack up the phone calls. 800-905-0989. Okay. From Virginia. Oh my gosh, this one. Lee. And this is just pure filth at this point. You've got a boy who's a sophomore. He's got facial hair. And he's a boy who dresses as a boy. With one catch. Just try to picture this situation. He likes to wear, for some reason, his pants skin tight. So you can absolutely, there's leaves nothing to the imagination, if you know what I mean. And his new thing, for fun, I guess, at school, is to go into the girls' locker room, because they're every, they change for gym, to go into the girls' locker room at the West Springfield High School. He's not changing. He's just watching. He stands and watches in his tight pants. But he says he's a girl. So no one could do anything. Never mind that he's obviously not had anything to change the fact that he's a boy. You could tell from the pants. And he just watches. You know what's crazy about that? They would call that peeping Tom.
Yeah, right.
It's against the law.
Yeah.
And was in America for a very long time. We agreed on this. You cannot do that. Now they're telling the girls in the school that they all have to accommodate his rights. This is Fairfax, Virginia.
Well, there's nothing fair in Fairfax, that's for sure.
No. So the parents all complained, and he was going in there and he was watching the 14-year-olds who are freshmen, 15-year-olds change. He's a sophomore more. And so these parents all start complaining. These girls are freaking out because they've been changing. He just stands there and watches them. And so now they're saying, okay, he can only go in with girls his age. So the solution has been to tell the girls to change faster so that the next class of girls can then come in and he can stand and watch them change because they're his age. You know, they're all sophomores. So he can't watch the freshmen, but he can watch the sophomores. And the leadership of the school says they have to protect his rights. Is where we are.
Boy, you're talking about something that is completely upside down.
This is obscene.
Yes. Absurd and obscene.
Obscene, yeah. Now, here's the crazy part. This is Virginia. A governor's race was lost to the Dems. I mean, Virginia voted for Joe Biden by 9 points, right?
Yeah.
At the time when Glenn Youngkin won. And it was what happened with that Virginia school board that put him in office. And what happened was, and they know how the story ends. Boy, this boy, it was a different school, in a skirt, Loudoun County, insisted on going to the girls' restroom where he eventually raped a girl. So they know the danger these girls are in from these creeps. And guess what? Every creep who ends up being a rapist, pedophile, peeping Tom, at one point was in high school. And they weren't good people then. So this kid's obviously having a ball. I don't know where his parents are. I don't know what they're thinking. But if you say you're a boy, you say you're a girl, well, guess what? They don't care. So now they're offering, this just went, this was huge in local news. Now they're telling the girls, well, if you want, you can go change. If you would like on a case by case basis. So you've got to go to the management, go to the supervisor of the school. Case by case basis, then you can go in another room and change if you don't want him to watch you. But he doesn't have to go in another room and change. He can stay right there because they have to accommodate his rights.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Two things. First, the girls should get a waiver from having to take the gym class.
Yeah.
And of course, the overriding thing is, and I'm not an enemy of public education, homeschool or private school. Now, I'm not an enemy of public education. I think there's a place for it. I've got relatives that teach in, public school. There's a place for it. But there's also a place for private and private schools and homeschooling. And if that's what the level of threat that school administration are willing to put your kids through, get them out. Because you don't have leadership there. You've got accommodation, perversion.
This idea that they have no choice, they have to protect his rights.
No.
That's a lie.
Yes.
Because the Trump administration has explicitly told them to stop doing this stuff. And has the Department of Justice investigating school districts that do this stuff. So this idea that, well, we have no choice, that's just not true.
No.
It's just what they want to do. It's just how it is. Here's one mom talking to National Review. I'm just dumbfounded that this is even a thing,
yeah,
that I'm having to go to this length in order to protect my child.
And she is absolutely right. Absolutely right.
But here's the thing. I mean, it's kind of two things. You talk about private school and homeschool, and that's a big one. And my kids go to school at home. But here's the thing. At some point, you have to say to yourself, why do I live in a liberal Virginia county?
Well, there is that, too.
I mean, at some point, you got to say to yourself, like, this is left. It's who they are.
Yeah.
This is who you, when you vote for them, this is what you sign up for.
Yeah.
And if you don't vote for them, but you put your kid in their schools, this is what you're going to get. They haven't hidden who they are. Not on this count, anyway. Here's the thing I always wonder, too. I mean, you look back at this, which is 2025. You go back to, like, say, I don't know, it's 2012, 2013, something like that. This would have been unfathomable.
Yeah.
We'd have been like, what? That's perverse. No, that's Peeping Tom, or it's illegal.
Yeah.
No, now it's celebrated. You just got to ask for the left. If we do not stop them, where will they be in a decade? What will they be insisting we do naked at school? It's a legitimate question. Because this is just pure perversion at this point.
So this boy can go and watch the girls change. But if he were to take a picture or video of the girls changing and distribute that, then he would be charged with something.
That would be child porn,
Well, yeah. So he can actually watch something take place, but if he were to distribute video images of that, then it would be a crime. So that should tell you that him sitting there watching it is a crime, too.
Yeah, it's a great point. And basically what these parents are telling, and like, look, it's not just that he's standing there, it's that he's pervy while he does it. Just standing and staring. Like, I can get away with this, you can't stop me. And they take his side?
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, the left, they hate women. There's just no other way around it. I mean, they just hate women. And I mean, the more perverse it seems, the more they are willing to defend it and make excuses for it.
Because if you look at the party that is doing its best to attack women and their rights, it's certainly the Democrat, liberal, progressive, secularists that are running things there, apparently.
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes. Trump administration's on it, so it should be fun to watch what goes down next. But these schools need to be defunded at that point. I mean, you just need to take the federal funds from the district and fight it out in court, because this is a civil rights violation.
Well, either that or have the state take over the district. You know, if you have schools that are failing when it comes to the scholastic performance, maybe you should have some schools that are failing in their, morality performance and be taken over as well.
Yeah. Problem there is that Winsome Earle Sears, who's running for governor there, who's a Republican.
And would do a great job.
And would be great, but she is behind in the polls. And so if the state takes over the system, I mean, it could be worse if she doesn't win. Because, I mean, that state, I think, naturally is more of a Democrat state. So, yeah. But this is what's waiting for us. And you know, where they're going next on the left. So, unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.